Hello there, my name is Kay Morgan Israel. I want to speak to you about the song at the end of this message. This song is called Alabaster Jar. God is holy. He is worthy of all our praise. God is righteous and God is faithful. He is faithful even when we are not. But his faithfulness inspires faithfulness on our part. His holiness, his righteousness inspires our worship and our praise. In Luke 7:37, Jesus is at the Pharisee's house when the woman comes in and she pours expensive, pure nard perfumed oil over his feet from her alabaster jar. This cost her something. Firstly, she isn't welcome at the Pharisee's house, as they see her as a sinful woman. The disciples also are indignant. They said this could be sold and the money given to help the poor. And this is where Jesus said, "The poor you'll always have with you, and what she has done is a beautiful thing." She may have been a prostitute. She was at least a notorious woman and lived a notorious life of sin. She poured out all of her costly perfume, possibly her inheritance or something precious that was handed down to her from her family, but she gave it all to Jesus. She kissed his feet reverently. She cried. She saw who he was and was convicted of her sin. She honored him by anointing his head. She anointed him by washing his feet. Whereas the Pharisee did not honor Jesus, he neither gave him water to wash his feet, nor did he give him oil for his head, and neither did he greet him with a kiss. Therefore, he dishonored him. Out of this situation, Jesus was able to teach, and he said, "The one who is forgiven much loves much, and the one who is forgiven little loves little." Truth is, we have all been forgiven much. By God's holy standard, we all fall short, and we cannot reach his standard by our own merit. So God sent his Son to take our place on the cross. He poured out his wrath on his Son, and Jesus gave us his own righteousness. God deserves all our adoration. Our response to what he has done for us should be extravagant worship, extravagant praise. When we look at the praise and the worship around the throne of God in Revelation 4:11, it says, "At the throne of God, the angels and the elders cast their crowns before the throne, saying, 'You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created.'" Then we also see in Revelation 4, verse 8, where they cry, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Because they have that continuous, fresh revelation of who God is. They can sing that same song because it isn't about the words. It's not about the song. It's the revelation that they're having of who God is. That's the revelation that the woman who came into the Pharisee's house and washed Jesus' feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair, that's the revelation that she had. She saw him for who he was. Therefore, she knew how much she had been forgiven. In Revelation 5:12, it also says, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." So today, I would say we need a fresh revelation of who Jesus is, so that we also recognize how much we have been forgiven, and that our response to God for what he has done for us in sending his Son will be extravagant worship.
You are worthy, You are righteous.